broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. This is indeed our one of two, and our goal is incredibly simple and hard to accomplish, especially in today's modern political climate of confusion and debate and arguing and melting down, and the list goes on and on. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And boy, do we have a road to hoe, folks, in America. Let's just start out with our recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. Daryl Issa officially wins his House seat 3 weeks after the election. Imagine in our modern times, folks, for a congressman, it takes 3 weeks for it to become official. And we think we've moved to better, more stable, solid voting solutions. Have we lost our minds? So much for draining the swamp. Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, to be Trump's transportation secretary. Well, I guess if you want the Senate to go along with your goals, then, putting Mitch McConnell's wife in charge of transportation might be a good idea. Mitch might have a harder time opposing your agenda at that point. Pretty brilliant, but yet hardly draining the swamp. Insiders everywhere in Trump's picks, it seems. Trump picks Georgia Congressman Tom Price as head of the Health and Human Services. He'll be the Health and Human Services Secretary again, Tom Price. Georgia Congressman, so another government insider at this point. Trump suggested that people who burn the American flag should lose their citizenship or be put in jail. He said it in a tweet. I stand 100% against that idea. The question is Darren Trump autistic? It turns out the guy saying this stuff is making plenty of money. We don't know if it's true or not, though. What I don't do is say just because he's making money, that means it's not true. Or just because this or that. Look, either Donald Trump's son, Darren Trump, has autism or he doesn't. I don't know the truth. Do you? The mainstream press would tell you no. But just like Hillary's health questions or some of these other issues, Barack Obama's citizenship, we'll never know the truth on these things, I doubt. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declares war on sanctuary cities, making the consequences so great that cities and counties who are sanctuary and violate the law will be forced to obey the law. However, Greg Abbott talks a lot. Texas Governor Abbott talks a lot, but when we see the results, we're told it's not as it seems. He doesn't hold the line. He talks big. Civil rights groups are calling on Donald Trump to denounce the alt-right, considering it racism, but they've also said Donald's a racist and part of the alt-right. And if that's true, how can a racist disavow the racists? Just wondering. It's all labels. It's all manipulation by those who can't win an argument any other way. So they marginalize with labels. Don't let them do it. By the way, sex, drugs, and ancient scrolls, scientists are now claiming that religion has the same impact on the brain as lovemaking, drugs, and music. Sam Bushman and I explained that, you know what, there's a lot of truth to that. But it comes down to, it relates to the choices we make according to the stimuli provided to the brain that matters most. And the deception in the scientific release is that, oh, don't worry, it's just the same sensors in the brain that are stimulated or same regions of the brain. But you get totally different results, different consequences, folks. Be careful of your choices. Professors from the University of Utah did the MRI scans, and they looked into the brains of a bunch of Mormon people, and that's how they found this out. We've got to be very careful with that limited kind of study, folks. All right, that was our 1 hour, two. We talked about the reminder this Friday night in Highland, Utah, at the Highland City Building. Joel Skousen will be speaking, and it's free, but they're requesting a donation of $5 if you can. please attend. 7 o'clock p.m., Highland Billing, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, joelskousen.com speaking. Drudge tops election month coverage. Literally 1.7 billion views. They say it's the best of 21 years. The mainstream press doesn't know what to do with Matt, do they? Ann Coulter supposedly spoke at a white nationalist writer's workshop in Washington, D.C. Now, the reason I say supposedly spoke, because you know what? She did speak at this writer's guild. But the assertion that it's a white supremacist writer's guild, I don't know if that's true or not. I probably, just on the face of how they treat me, would reject that statement. They put my photo, James Edwards' photo, right in front and center of that event as if we were there, and in tiny writing admit that we weren't there. They also steal Kurt Crosby's photo of Sam Bushman and James Edwards. Wow, dishonest press, the Southern Poverty Law Center, in the mix. We also talked about the Associated Press on Monday released guidelines. Whenever you refer to the alt-right, make sure that you call them racists and Nazis too, if you will. We talked about the new leftist trope. The Electoral College, now they're claiming the Electoral College is racist too. Why? Because it has small states. And those small states have as much clout as the big states. Therefore, it's a population reality racist scenario. Wow. Are Bundy's allies on the terrorist watch list? Just wondering, asks Liberty News Radio. Wow. All right, there you have it. That's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's available on demand at libertyroundtable.com or on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. By the way, if you want live and on-demand radio, libertynewsradio.com. Incredible news every day, libertynewsdaily.com. That's a recap. The news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You mentioned something yesterday, and James Edwards has mentioned this quite often as well, and I wanted to kind of reiterate this. The definition of McCarthyism. McCarthyism is the practice of making accusations of subversion or treatment without proper regard for evidence. It also means the practice of making unfair allegations or using unfair investigative techniques, especially in order to restrict dissent and or political criticism. The term is also used now more generally to describe reckless, unsubstantiated accusations as well as demagogic attacks on patriotism or political adversaries. That's the definition of the McCarthyism. And you mentioned that being used against us, Kurt, and I think you're absolutely right. Again, I mentioned they cannot stand the real arguments. They can't stand debate with truth and transparency because they'll lose and they know it. For example, put Sam Bushman, a blind man, on TV and debate race with him. They won't do it. They can't do it because they'll lose. They'll absolutely, completely, unequivocally lose, and they know it. So what they've got to do, and they also know that if they attack Sam Bushman too hard, I will absolutely sue them and go after them like nobody else will. And so they don't use my name. What they try to do is they say, well, Sam Bushman supports white supremacists. Okay, whatever that means. I also support other people too, even if they were white supremacists, but they're not. Okay, then they run around and put my face to try to get, you know, everybody familiar with my face as a racist without using my name. They steal photos from Kurt Crosby. They do all these things to try to make their point without directly taking me on. I invite all you racist, baiting, hack thugs to debate openly and transparently, and Americans will side with me and you will lose. Because I unequivocally claim that all men are created equal. That's mankind, by the way. That doesn't mean men against women. Don't play that satanic, psychotic, divisionary card either. All right? I believe that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. I believe before God and government, mankind are equal. And when I say equal, they're not identical. Okay, they have equality in terms of rights. God loves us all, and we're all his children, and we're all the human race. So I don't believe in any supremacy of any kind. I do believe that when you obey God's laws, you're blessed. And when you don't, you're not. I do believe that I have certain people that I have an affinity for more than others. For example, my family. It's not that I hate other people or I want any harm to anybody. But if two people on the street need help and one's my child, I'm obviously going to probably gravitate towards helping them first. Is that not logical and normal? I also believe in free association. And by the way, I associate with all kinds of good, honest Americans who believe in liberty, too. So stop the McCarthyism. Stop the lies and abuse. Openly debate me directly, and let's see where the American people stand. Let's see who they side with, because you'll lose.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. Kurt, I don't know what to say about this, but let's talk about the Donald's picks for things. We're starting to get more and more and more intel in terms of who he's surrounding himself with. I have serious concerns indeed. All is not well. Nevertheless, we got to give them a chance. Trump picks Steven Mnuchin. Or Mnuchin, whatever you say, for Treasury Secretary. Is it Stephen Mnuchin, Kurt, or Mnuchin?
It's kind of, I think it's almost kind of like the Munchkin men, you know what I mean? That's how you say it.
All right, so you got a Wall Street Munchkin rolling for Treasury Secretary? Yeah. I mean, look, this guy's a Wall Street insider to the highest order, man. A banker, a, you know, this guy's not going to abolish the Federal Reserve. This guy's not going to, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Tip Wall Street from its current view much, I don't think. Now, anyway, again, a big-time insider, to say the least. Now, you would say, well, Sam, he's not a government guy. Okay. But again, remember, the elite, the rich, the government, the revolving door all kind of go hand in hand here, folks. Don't forget this. All right? So, fine. Munchkin, Treasury Secretary. Now, I think it should have been a Rand Paul, a Ron Paul, a Hans Anderson, somebody who would really get it, right? Now, Trump nominated Wilbur Ross. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, Wilbur does make you think.
He'll be Secretary of Commerce.
That name, Wilbur, kind of makes you think maybe it's a guy from back home on the farm, but.
My friend.
As far as I know, he's a pretty big, bankruptcy guy, far as I understand.
So we got us a big Wall Street guy and a big bankruptcy Wall Street guy all chilling. Now, what's this guy's name? Todd Riggis?
I don't know this one.
He's Deputy Secretary of Commerce. So you got the Secretary.
That's a backup guy.
Yeah. Again, all insiders, Kurt, every one of them. So all I'm telling you is, how good can it go when you put all insiders in charge of the money? I don't know, man.
It gives me a little less hope, you know.
Yes, sir. Now, Sarah Palin to possibly take over Veteran Affairs. Now, I'm not against that, Kurt. I don't think Sarah would do a horrible job or anything. I get it. They're picking a woman. They're picking a relatively conservative woman, etc. But I guess my point is, why would you pick her for Veteran Affairs? Why wouldn't you pick somebody with a whole lot of veteran experience there? Any thoughts on that? I just don't get that pick.
You know, as far as the whole veterans thing, I think we could hardly do worse.
Well, from that point of view, I concur. I'm just telling you that you would think you'd pick somebody a whole lot more, I don't know, experienced in veteran reality. I don't know. I mean, is she a nurse?
Yeah, good
point. What about Joyce Riley for Veteran Affairs? You know, somebody like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, good point.
So I'm not downing her, and I agree you can't do much worse if we're going for that standard. But I'm telling you that I would pick somebody that, I don't know, knew a little more about it. And I think there's plenty of places for Palin to be, Kurt. Where do you think they put Palin?
Well, she should be able to go and cheer up the troops, you know.
She's
kind of done that before and,
good
you know,
point.
Get a good...
Okay.
Group of people to
All
go
right.
and do
so
that.
So we're just going to say Sarah is a veterans cheerleader. Got it. I'm with you.
She has done some good when it comes to, you know, not doing exactly the government line. You know, I'll give her that. Even though she ran with McCain, she's, in my opinion, distanced herself from him, which, you know... I mean, she's from Alaska, so at least that's about as far from Washington, D.C. as you get.
I get it. So she's really an outsider. The problem is she's been a government official for a long time. Right? So Washington outsider, maybe. Government outsider, not hardly.
I mean, she could really surprise us, you know? I mean,
right.
So could the Mnuchin guy or... You know,
Munchkin. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the guy was a let's see. They say what? former Goldman Sachs big shot. You know, they say he's outlining the largest tax change since Reagan.
See about that, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now here's the deal. Let me give you an example. They're thinking about David Petraeus. But he'll have to notify his probation officer if chosen as Trump's Secretary of State. This is the kind of stuff where I just say, Kurt, can't do it. Really, just can't do it. Right? And, you know, hey, At least Sarah Palin's not a criminal, Kerry. But I would run from betray us big time, Kurt. All right, now do you know, I don't know how to say some of these names. Some of these names are so weird. They need to learn to take out some letters or whatever. Is it McMahon? Linda McMahon? M-C?
That's
M-A-H-O-N. Whatever. Linda McMahon? I guess she's being considered... We're in the runnings to lead the Small Business Administration, Kurt.
SBA. There's one more thing we get rid of.
See, in my opinion, a lot of these government agencies should be, you know, shut down. I don't know that we need to find leaders for them. But here's the problem that I see in this thread, Kurt. Every one of these people we're talking about has been in government, has been at Wall Street, has been big bankers, and every one of them has more money than you and I could possibly even dream of having.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a problem with somebody doing well in America, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a problem with somebody prospering. When they prosper in government or at Wall Street, though, I kind of feel like it's because they've managed to jump to the top of the heap where things are rigged in their favor is my problem. I don't really have a problem if somebody gets wealthy from blood, sweat, and tears and hard work. I'm all cool with that. But at least from my simpleton perspective, it doesn't seem like that's what's happening is the problem. Now, you know, we've got so much to cover. But you look at those picks, and you've got to be uncomfortable, Kurt. I mean, I don't remember any of these people talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the IRS, or getting rid of a single agency. Have we talked about getting rid of a single agency, Kurt?
Not that I've heard. I mean, the Education Department's been brought up.
Yeah, but you just put a person that wants to just promote education, really. I mean, she wants choice, but she's not even close to getting rid of the education department.
That I can see. At least in my lifetime, the leaders of the education department, I will say that I can remember, she's probably the best one I've ever heard of.
Really? You think even better than the leader of that one college or whatever?
What I mean is of the ones that have been chosen.
Oh, you know? All right, sure. Okay, from that regard, I'll go there. Now, Sarah Palin, again, I think Sarah Palin could do a lot of good. I'm just concerned about a lot of picks. The people that I would hope would be picked, none of them have been picked. And the areas that I hope people will still be picked, we haven't heard yet. So time will tell. I'm just telling you, I'm concerned. By the way, this Linda, whatever her name is, the Small Business Administration in the runnings for, if you will, I guess she's involved somehow in this professional wrestling stuff or something like that, too.
Well, that would be more, she's qualified for Washington, D.C. then.
Yeah, see? But every one of these people have a lot of money, and I don't have a problem with people having a lot of money. It's just how they ended up with a lot of money is what concerns me the most. By the way, I'll give you an example that concerns me even more. The Republicans kept their House leader, right, Kurt? They could have gotten rid of the House leader, but they kept the House leader. So did the Democrats. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi winning her eighth term as House Minority Leader.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Donald Trump has expressed a sincere interest in a less confrontational relationship with Russia. Yet as his cabinet takes shape, it is becoming clear that his administration will be top-heavy with advisors who want Washington to take a more bellicose stance toward Iran, a close Russian ally. Former CIA analyst Philip Giraldi laments that the influence of those figures whom he designates Iranophobes, is already visible prior to Trump's inauguration. One of the most discouraging aspects of the filling out of the Donald Trump cabinet is the array of Iran haters that seem to be lining up in the foreign policy and national security areas, writes Giraldi. Trump has been personally advocating sensible policies relating to Russia and Syria, but he appears to have gone off the rails regarding Iran, which just might be attributed to those who were giving him advice. National Security Advisor Designate Michael Flynn believes that Iran is at or near the center of a global anti-U.S. alliance. Congressman Mike Pompeo, whom Trump tapped to be the CIA director, has described the government in Tehran as an existential threat to the U.S. Retired Marine General James Mattis, who is believed to be Trump's choice for Secretary of Defense, likewise considers Iran to be the greatest threat in the Middle East, despite the fact that Tehran, for reasons of its own, is actually doing battle against ISIS. The neoconservative kingpin Bill Kristol is gloating, headlining in his Weekly Standard publication that the Iran deal is doomed, Giraldi points out. He should be pleased. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. So, yeah, they actually did it. They made Nancy Pelosi their minority leader. It's her eighth term, folks. So what's that, Kurt, like 16 years? I mean, it's just beyond imagination. So, you know, draining the swamp, just not happening, Kurt. Now, you could say, well, come on, the Democrats, you know, they're not going along with Trump. Okay, I get it, but there should have been a lot of push by Republicans to say, dump Pelosi now. When the Republicans were talking about their leader, the Democrats were pushing hard. Well, I guess it's because they're all insiders, and they don't really push against the insiders, right? In fact, the Democrats will, you know, defend the Trump, the Democrats will defend the Republican inside leadership, and the Republicans will basically attack no one. They'll back the Democrat inside leadership. They actually reelected Nancy Pelosi as minority leader. Crazy. Now, by the way, Kurt, I think somebody else just turned into a racist. You're not going to believe who's
that?
His name is Shaquille O'Neal, or Shaq.
The Shaqster.
Yeah, because you know what Shaq said? He said, hey, quit protesting Donald Trump. It's time to grow up. We have to give him a chance. Well, only a racist would defend Donald Trump like that, because Donald's a racist, right?
Well, I think the Shaqster might get some pass here.
Wait a minute. How come David A. Clark Jr. doesn't get a pass then?
Well, I don't know. He's a basketball guy, Sam. I mean,
yeah.
Kind of famous for that, so I doubt they'll really take him on, don't you think?
Well, I guarantee you're right. I just want to know why that double standard, why that, you know. Because, by the way, I agree with Shaq, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, is it okay if a racist like me agrees with a racist like Shaq? Is that okay?
Well,
see, to me, it's just a matter of when they're right, they're right. When they're wrong, they're wrong. Look, it doesn't matter who you like to be president. The fact is, Donald Trump got elected, and we've got to give him a chance. Now, I'm expressing some concerns along the way about some of the people he's picking to surround him, but I've said you got to give him a chance. I hope these people do better than I'm giving them credit for. Now, Obama, though, Kurt, is off the charts. Here's what he said. You know how Rolling Stone magazine wrote the articles about this woman that claims she got gang raped and all this crazy stuff? Well, it turned out to be an absolute bogus, fraudulent, fabricated story. Well, now Barack Hussein said that Rolling Stone magazine that published the hoax gang rape article does great work, Kurt. Yeah, they do great work, my friend.
Who said that Rolling Stone did great work?
Barack Hussein.
Well, maybe he's just
so not up there's speculation story. Out there in the news now that that Barack may not realize that the gang rape story was a hoax, or that the magazine he's talking about actually published that article and got absolute. I mean, it was fake news to the highest order, Kurt. So now you have the president of the United States promoting an organization that peddles fake news and literally got absolutely caught doing it. Of course, you and I could be dangerous for the country, Kurt, don't you know? Now, Barack's not a racist, just Shaq and those guys are. Wow. All right, Carrier employee, Kurt, issues heartfelt thank you to Donald Trump for helping 1,000 American workers keep their jobs. And he took the video to thank the Donald. So, you know, Donald's negotiating, already paying off, keeping 1,000 jobs that could have bailed overseas, and he's not even, you know, president yet. We haven't even had the inauguration, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that, I get a little bit of hope, Kurt.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to give credit where credit's due. I mean, isn't that what we do, Kurt?
Yeah, that's good work.
All right. Now, I guess, what, Roy Moore's son's in the news, Kurt? I don't know how to deal with this story very well here.
Well, yeah. The thing that I like about this, Sam, I know it's kind of weird to say we like this story, but it's interesting just to point out how they bring it up. Now, your headlines read, there's a couple of them that, you know, kind of go together. And, you know, remember, ladies and gentlemen, it always depends. Like when you read a headline, you can pretty much pick out the twist of who the author is, or the maybe the editor. So the headline of this first one, son of disgraced anti-LGBT Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore arrested for 8th time. Now, what does that headline tell you, Sam?
Well, that he's been arrested 8 times. Read it one more time, just so I can pick out the
son
words.
Of disgraced anti-LGBT.
See, and that's why I wanted you to repeat that. First off, disgraced, in whose opinion? To me, the guy's an absolute God-fearing, I don't want to say rock star, but leader. Okay, so I would put in God-fearing, patriotic leader. But what they're going to say is disgraced. And then they say anti, so he hates the gay and lesbians, which isn't true. And then what do they say?
Arrested for 8th time.
Okay, so they're making it sound like, you know, you're not really sure who's arrested, Kurt. Exactly. I mean, I know the son is, but by the time you get through all the other adjectives, you kind of go, now who got arrested again? Now, I know if you pay attention, they said the son, don't get me wrong, but it's how they wordsmith it. It's how they play the game. They don't say the son's name, but my question is, why even bring this up? And the answer, Kurt, just because if your son got arrested, they wouldn't be doing this. It's what they want to do is they want to absolutely try to disgrace Roy Moore. They want to marginalize him as much as they can. And if they word it like this, hey, they're telling you the truth, folks, in terms of, hey, I bet the son did get arrested or whatever. Where it gets blurry is they're trying to make you think that, you know what, the adult son's choices have, you know, that Roy can control that, or that somehow he should be disgraced because of that. See, this is the dishonesty, the evil, the low that these people go to, Kurt. And I guarantee you if it was Nancy Pelosi's son or Barack Hussein's son or daughter, or so, this wouldn't be happening, Kurt.
Good point.
But I'm surprised they didn't put racist in there or alt-right in there or something, too.
You'd probably not even hear about it.
White, alt-right. We're white. We're from the alt-right. We're, you know, kind of thing, right? I'm surprised they didn't do that, Kurt.
Good point.
So, but what's the whole story, though, here? This guy just has history of problems, right?
You know, and let me give you some details. They say that this son of Chief Justice Roy Moore was arrested for the 8th time in a 5-year period. And you're kind of thinking, at least from that, that, man, this guy, he must be robbing banks, killing people, I mean, whatever else. Well, here's what it says. According to AL.com, he was charged, his name is Caleb Moore, with misdemeanors over the Thanksgiving holiday for hunting without permission and hunting over bait. Now, I really don't know how you hunt over bait, but I guess that's where you put, like, meat out, maybe to catch, some kind of a big cat or something like that. But doesn't exactly sound like an evil criminal to me. And then they say it's at least the 8th time he's been arrested in the last 5 years. Most recently, he was charged with felony drug possession in 2015. He's also faced numerous other charges for drug possession and driving under the influence. He's reportedly placed part of the blame, now get this part, for his troubles on his controversial father, Roy Moore. Now, why would he say that, Sam?
I don't know. Again, it's just all a story that's completely manipulated. For example, you know, I look at Roy Moore's son and say, you know what? Poor Roy, a fearless, patriotic Christian leader, has a son that's having real trouble. I would choose to pray for the son. I would choose not to try to make this more attacks on Roy Moore. But everything they do is attack, Kurt.
Well, what this makes me think of, we have a friend of ours who served in the Utah legislature, and he was an outspoken opponent of the Utah Education Association. And he found that while he was serving, they had literally basically tried all they could to connect any of his children to any, like, drug deals or different things like that so that they could pretty much smear him. And I believe that's part of this picture, so that the son's saying that. I'm sure the father's not, you know, overly pleased.
Hold on,
if,
we're clear.
If his son...
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So the takeaway is nothing more than just an absolute abusive attack, trying to use even the son against the father, right, Kurt? When it comes to Roy Moore?
Yeah, that'd be my, in my opinion, my reading of these two articles. I was hoping to see something like, Roy Moore is speaking with Trump on being the next justice to the Supreme Court, something like that, when I looked up Roy Moore in the Google thing. But all I got was, this kind of stuff. And, the second article, the headline reads, "Suspended anti-gay justice Roy Moore's son arrested for 8 times in 5 years. And then when you look at the story.
They don't even know why he's arrested, Kurt.
Yeah, well, here's how they read it. "The justice system in Alabama seems to be working about as well as you would expect. While Judge Roy Moore insists he should be allowed to stop gay couples from marrying, his son is busy getting arrested for the 8th time, and no, he's never served any jail time." Maybe that means he wasn't guilty, Sam,
Oh, no, you can't think that. Here's what you're supposed to think. Because Roy Moore happens to be a justice there in Alabama, that, he just simply got his son off. Now, those other guys never do that. Now, I'm not saying he did or didn't. I'm just telling you that they, again, this is what I mean. If it was Nancy Pelosi or Barack Hussein or any of these people, if I even brought up the suggestion that they use their office in some way to benefit somebody that it wasn't proper or whatever, they'd be going ballistic saying, "How dare you without any evidence," right?
Good point. The article continues. It says, "We don't know exactly why he was arrested, but one source says he was hunting without a license on private property."
Now, let me just stop you there and say, why do you have to have a government license to hunt on private property in the first place, Kurt?
Good point.
I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah. In the past, this article says, it's been a few drug offenses, a touch of domestic violence, and a sprinkle of DUIs. And it says, get this part, "Where could he have picked up this behavior?" In other words, like father, like son.
Yeah, and the other problem with that is, when you mock a Christian or somebody else, "Where could he pick up this behavior?" you're suggesting that Roy Moore doesn't live the life that he purports to live. And I have a problem with that, too, because there's no evidence that Roy Moore has done anything that would hinder or derail his son. Many times children just make their own rebellious choices, Kurt. And oftentimes if they get started on drugs and stuff like that, it's a habit that's hard to break and everything else. And maybe Roy Moore's praying for his son. Maybe he's doing all that he can for his son. But again, when it's anybody who believes in freedom, attack him, belittle him, mock him. Pretty soon the guy's a horrible father. He's anti-gay. See, my headline says, "Suspended Justice Roy Moore, son arrested for the 8th time in 5 years. I put the facts in there, but I took out all the slurs and the manipulations. There you go.
Yeah, check out the rest of this. "Despite having been removed from the bench, his father is appealing the decision and refusing to move his personal furniture items from his office."
Annoying.
"Much to the annoyance."
Yeah.
What's that?
Annoying.
Yeah. much to the annoyance of his colleagues. The idea that the law doesn't apply to them is clearly pervasive in this family, and they're not wrong. Roy was removed once already and was nevertheless able to return to work simply by running for office again. Yeah, sort of like the people there. Says, voters in Alabama being what they are, his previous violations of the Constitution didn't disqualify him for the highest judicial office in the state. Yeah, now his son is following in his footsteps. If he's really been hunting without a license, perhaps we'll see him heading the Alabama Department of Fish and Game in a few years.
Wow.
I just thought that was a little bit funny, but, you know, in my opinion, that would almost qualify him, you know. Or it says perhaps his DUIs will qualify him to oversee Alabama's Department of Transportation. As for those domestic violence charges, he could manage a woman's shelter while his father tours the country giving speeches about how to raise a strong family. Anyway, kind of funny stuff, but, you know, this is a little bit sad.
It's funny, except it's so true. In terms of that, you know what, these are people who murdered their babies, probably, Kurt, because they're all pro-choice folks, attacking Justice Roy Moore for doing his best with his son, right?
Great points.
So, you know, how do you criticize somebody who murdered their baby for, you know, not being a good parent? Anyway, I don't know if these people murdered their babies. What I'm trying to get across is these people are all choice and support that kind of policy. See, if Judge Roy Moore would have murdered his baby, then he'd be a hero, Kurt, just backing his wife's choice to do it. She chooses with her body. The fact that they had a child and they're doing their best to raise him and that he's gone astray is just an opportunity for mockery by these disrespectful thugs. That's how it is, Kurt. Now,
great point.
Since they attack Roy Moore for, you know, running for office and getting elected and, you know, his son maybe not serving time for some of his activities, and they're kind of suggesting that's Roy Moore's way. He won't obey the law. He's a lawless, you know, what was the word they used? In their headline, they said he was a, oh, shoot.
Mm. You mean the judge or the...
Roy Moore. They said he was disgraced is the word, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
and disgraced,
right.
All these things. Let's go to the next headline, Kurt, that really talks about some stellar government agents. I'm talking good people. Secret Service officer. Well, this guy is a good guy, Kurt. But the rest of them?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
You know, this is the story about this lady. I think her name is Miriam McCary.
That's correct.
Now, if, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know this story, do you want to give them kind of a little
thumbnail? Well, first
off,
if she was somehow related to Joe Carey, she'd still be alive, probably.
Yeah.
But the fact is, what, maybe. Joe Carey, is he white, Kurt?
Yeah.
And this lady, I think, is black, okay?
Good point.
So you know why she's getting horrible treatment already. I mean, a black woman, first of all. So the racists up there, because see, if anything happens to a black person, then it's got to be racism. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I digress. I'm just joking. I'm just telling you this is what they do, though. But anyway, I guess this Carey story was this lady, Miriam, had a kid in the car with her, and she somehow got confused or somehow something and ended up in the wrong spot of the government capital, you know, the United States Capitol.
Yep.
And I don't know exactly what happened because I wasn't there, so I can't really articulate the story, but it seems that nobody else can either, really, Kurt.
Good
well,
point.
On the surface, that is. The reality is they can, they just won't because they're involved in a gargantuan cover-up. Article in WorldNet Daily, WND.com, and other places as well. But what happened is she got confused and she ended up in the wrong spot. She eventually got chased by the cops. She freaked. She ran. She didn't obey commands. And they literally murdered her on the street, Kurt, with a baby in the car to watch the whole thing. And then because they literally murdered someone unlawfully against the law and everything else, they had to go into spin mode and create a gargantuan cover-up. But now more and more information is coming out to set the record straight. And again, these are okay people. Now, Judge Roy Moore, nothing but a reprobate. But these guys, good guys. Except for the fact the whistleblower doesn't think they're good guys. And, Kurt, we agree with the whistleblower.
Yeah, and the whistleblower's name is Mohammed Abdul Rahim, which is kind of interesting.
Well, now, by the way, just so everybody can know what a racist I am, I agree with this guy, Mohammed.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, it has nothing to do with his color. I don't care where his country of origin is. I'm telling you that he wants the truth, and so do I, Kurt. That's why
we agree. He's an officer in the uniform division of the U.S. Secret Service, has been for 11 years, and they say he decided to go public and reveal his identity because he felt the killing of Miriam Carey by federal officers on October 3rd, 2013 was unjust.
And I agree with him. Now, let me just stop you for a second and say this. I don't know where Muhammad's from, Kurt. And I don't care. And I don't know what color he is. Don't care. Here's what I'm saying.
Well,
you got a black woman
Trenton,
killed.
New Jersey native. Tell me. Oh, sorry.
You can't tell me that. But, you know, because I'm supposed to think this guy's a Muslim extreme crazy.
That's right.
See, and if you say he's an American citizen, then what do I think now, see?
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is you got this guy with some weird name that, again, you could just mack the prejudice on him, right?
Yeah.
You could look at this black lady and say, well, she's black, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And then you could look at Sam and say he's a white, alt-right racist, and you know. But here's the truth when you strip away all their lies and labels and manipulation. I'm so saddened by this death because it was unnecessary to kill a human. And I'm so sad for her family and children. And I am grateful that this whistleblower stands up, and because him and I agree on wanting to get to the truth, I consider us brothers in a worthy cause. How does that work for their narrative, Kurt?
Good point, Sam. Yep. Anyway, the WorldNet Daily piece is just saying that, you know, something stinky going on up there. And, you know, it'd be nice to get to the bottom of it, the U.S. Secret Service and all those guys, and, you know, find out what exactly happened, you know. Imagine that.
Now, Kurt, honestly, your buddy
true,
is in the news.
Who's that?
Brexit leader.
Oh, yeah.
Nigel
Farage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about him, Kurt?
Well, he's been saying that it's kind of tough for him to just live his life now, and he's getting threatened going different places. Maybe that's why he wants to come to America.
Oh, can you blame him?
Good point.
I mean, who wouldn't want to come to America? Kurt, it's the freest, best country on the face of the earth, and everybody knows it. Of course, if you say that, you're a racist, but other than that, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope to make other countries great like we are. And I'd hope to restore some of the losses we've had regarding our greatness. Can you help us? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We declare this nation shall endure.